by Cory Doctorow. Read by Will Wheaton. Chapter 3. All day long, people had been telling me that the weatherman said we were in for a dust storm. But I just assumed that dust storm meant that I'd have to tuck my scarf under the lower rim of my goggles the way I had been doing every time it got windy on the playa. But the dust storm that blew up after we left Zeb behind and returned to the nonstop circus was insane. The night turned white with flying dust, and our lights just bounced back in our faces, creating gloomy gray zones in front of us that seemed to go on forever. It reminded me of really bad fog, the kind of thing you get sometimes in San Francisco, usually in the middle of summer, reducing all the tourists in their shorts and t-shirts to hypothermia candidates. But fog made it hard to see, and the dust storm made it hard, nearly impossible, to breathe. Our eyes and noses streamed. Our mouths were caked with dust. Every breath triggered a coughing fit. We stumbled and staggered and clutched each other's hands because if we let go, we'd be swallowed by the storm. Ange pulled my ear down to her mouth and shouted, "We have to get inside!" "I know," I said. "I'm just trying to figure out how to get back to camp. I think we're around 9 o'clock in B." The ring roads that proceeded concentrically from center camp were lettered in alphabetical order. We were at 715 and L, way out in the hinterlands. Without the dust, the walk would have taken 15 minutes and been altogether pleasant. With the dust, well, it felt like it might take hours. "Screw that," Ange said. "We have to get inside somewhere now." She started dragging me. I tripped over a piece of rebar hammered into the playa and topped with a punctured tennis ball, someone's tent stake. Ange's iron grip kept me from falling, and she hauled me along. Then we were at a structure, a hexayurt made...